Footsteps of the Hermit with Larry Torres. What is the nature of the Romeros? The droplets of blood coming off the hermit's back fell to the ground and fertilized the thirsty earth. He thought it was ironic how, in a time before his, the gods of the natives of this area had demanded blood rites in order to make peace with a sun-drenched land. He pulled his habit back over his shoulders after first having anointed himself with an unguent made of rosemary leaves and chamomile. He looked down into the valley from where his cave was located. It was owned by the Romero family. Their ancestor, Don José Miguel Romero, had married Doña Josefa Delgado Vaca, whose own grandfather, Don Manuel Francisco Delgado, had come from the army in Chihuahua, Mexico. He himself had been the son of José Guadalupe Romero and María Ignacia Vaca. There were barely a couple of settlements upon the land that was to grow into the town of Romeroville. According to what Eugenio Romero had told Giovanni on their trek along the wagon train from Council Grove, Kansas to New Mexico, they had been 10 brothers and sisters in number. There had been Trinidad, he himself, Hilario, Benigno, there was Margarito, Aniceta, Manuela, Avelina, Josefa, and Juliana. Some of his brothers were destined to create a settlement on the west side of the Gallinas River that would grow into a town to be called Las Vegas de las Gallinas. It would grow beyond the colony of San Miguel del Vado, that is, St. Michael on the Ford, that had been settled by some Genisaro Indians in 1794. The hermit could see that the town of Romeroville, only one of 28 places named after the Romero family, would spring up across New Mexico, close to where he stood. He could see that $100,000 mansion that the oldest boy, Trinidad, would build upon this plot. He could also see that one day Don Trinidad Romero would entertain such prominent guests as United States President Rutherford B. Hayes and General William T. Sherman. Ah, yes. New Mexico was to have a promising future ahead. He thought briefly of his own past, to a time when anyone using the name of Romero would have earned it by making a pilgrimage to Rome itself. In the days of the ancient pilgrimages, other religions had upheld similar customs. Those who were from the Hamitic tribes of Islam would make the trip to the holy city of Mecca at least once in their lifetimes. They commemorated the Hejira flight of Muhammad from Mecca to Medina in the year 622. Those from the Semitic tribes would journey to Jerusalem and would earn the pilgrimage title of Hajj. Christians would make the pilgrimage to the Basilica of St. John Lateran and thereafter would be known as Romeros. He himself was on his own Hejira flight. He quietly remembered the lesser known name of Nuestra Señora de Las Vegas. He pondered the idea of going to early morning mass as an act of piety before beginning his trek through New Mexico. He found the church door open. He stepped inside the humble building, and he could barely discern the statue of St. Michael illuminated by the flickering lights of the altar candles. He saw how even in his land, so far away from his native Italy, Michelangelo was holding in his hand the scales with which he would measure the weight of the sins of the risen dead. He had heard rumors how, in a time centuries before his own, the Egyptian scribe god Thoth had done the same thing. The hermit Giovanni knelt quietly in meditation, dimly aware of the fact that this was only the first step in a long journey through his time in New Mexico. He prayed for the strength to see the journey through. You have been walking in the footsteps of the hermit with Larry Torres. Adios.